Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size with me, Chris Smith, and with Ben Vowsler. We're from The Naked Scientists. Now, in part one of this podcast, we looked at different forms of energy, and now we're going to explain the science of heat. But what actually is heat, Ben?
Well, heat is a form of energy, and on a microscopic scale, heat energy is the kinetic energy that the atoms and electrons have. In a gas, this is how fast the molecules are flying around, and in a solid or liquid, how much the atoms are vibrating. You can heat something up by giving its molecules more energy or by moving heat into it.
So how does heat actually move?
Well, there's three different ways you can move heat from one place to another. They are conduction, convection, and radiation. Conduction is probably the one you're most familiar with. If you heat up one end of a material, eventually the other end heats up. So if you put one end of a spoon into some hot tea, the other end will heat up in time. If a material transfers heat quickly, we call it a good conductor of heat. And if it transfers it slowly, it's known as a bad conductor or an insulator.
What's actually going on when heat moves in this way? How is it transferred?
Well, in all solids, heat is the vibration of the particles that make them up. So if you heat one end, the particles vibrate, which makes the nearby particles vibrate, and the heat energy is transferred between them. Normally, this process is quite slow, creating really bad conductors or insulators. Metals conduct heat in this way, but because they also conduct electricity, electrons can move about easily through the metal. So if you heat one end, the electrons will also heat up, gaining energy. They then quickly move to another part of the material, transferring this energy. And this is much quicker than in an insulator, so metals are good conductors of heat. If two objects are touching, conduction will normally be a much bigger effect than radiation or convection.
Yes, I've heard of convection heaters, so what is convection?
Well, this only happens in fluids, which are things that flow like liquids and gases. If you heat fluids, they normally expand, and this makes them less dense, so they float on the colder fluid around them. This hot fluid rises, and the cold fluid takes its place by the heater. The new cold fluid is heated up, and this continues the process. This means that heat is transferred from a hot place to a cold one, with the fluid as it moves. For example, a heater in the corner of the room can heat up the whole room by convection. It heats the air, which rises, moves across the room, giving out the heat it's gained, until it cools enough to sink again, repeating the whole process.
Okay, so that's convection, but you also mentioned radiation. What's that, and is that the dangerous stuff?
Well, radiation just means anything that moves away from a starting point along a radius. In this case, we're talking about thermal radiation, which isn't dangerous at all. If something is very hot, it glows red hot. If it's even hotter, it glows orange or white. It's giving out light radiation. If it isn't hot enough to glow red, it still glows, but in a colour that we can't see, called infrared or thermal radiation. This radiation can transfer heat efficiently, and you can feel it if you put your hand next to a hot stove. Because it's a form of light, it doesn't need any substance to travel through, so it can travel through empty space. For example, the warmth you feel on a hot day has travelled through 150 million kilometres of space from the sun to get to you.
Gosh, that's a long way. So what affects how well something radiates energy like this?
Well, first of all, the hotter an object is, the more heat it will lose by thermal radiation. But also, because radiation and convection both happen at surfaces, if you want to lose heat, you should make an object flat with a large surface area. This is why radiators are normally large and flat, although they do lose most of their heat in convection. The colour of an object is also very important. Dark, rough or matte surfaces will both emit and absorb heat better than a pale, shiny surface.
So is that why a dark road gets very hot on a sunny day?
Yes, a black road will heat up much more in the sun than a white wall because it's a dark colour. But the road will also emit thermal radiation better, so it will cool down more quickly on a cold night, which is why you often get frost on roads in the morning.
So are there any ways to stop heat moving?
Well, gases conduct heat very badly unless you let them convect. So a good way of stopping heat transfer is to use a material which is mostly gas, but has a small amount of solid in there to stop the gas moving around. For example, down in a duvet or like a polystyrene foam.
Okay, so most of my fuel bills go into heating my drafty old house. So how could I use this knowledge to save me some money?
Well, heating a house does use a lot of fuel, which is expensive, and also very bad for the environment. So if you can stop the house losing heat, you can save yourself some cash. So what you want to do is reduce heat loss through convection and conduction. Hot air inside the house will convect upwards, so one of the most important places to think about is the roof. You should cover the loft with insulation to reduce heat loss through the roof.
What about the windows, though? It can often feel quite chilly when you sit next door to them.
Yes, windows are another major way of losing heat. This is because they're very thin, so they conduct a lot of heat through them. If you install double glazing, which is two layers of glass with a small gap filled with air. This will help a lot because, air being a gas, it's a good insulator. Similarly, you can improve your walls by building a cavity into the middle of them. Now this is an air-filled gap, and you can make it even better by reducing the convection in the gap by filling it with some form of insulating material. And of course, any gaps around doors or windows will let a cold draft in on the ground floor and let warm air out on the top floor, which allows heat to convect out of your house. So you should always use draft excluders to plug these gaps up.